You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I'm Matt Fidler. In case you haven't heard it before, the entire state has a shelter-in-place warning to stem the spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus. While many people are only experiencing mild symptoms, the fear is that with no immunity to this virus, the hospitals here could be overwhelmed if the virus infects too many people, because a certain percentage do experience very severe symptoms and need hospitalization. This is already happening in New York City, but here in Butte County, we don't all take the subway together and live on top of each other in huge high-rises, so we have a much better chance of this not getting out of control if we take precautions. Our community is much less urban. That being said, the first two cases of the novel coronavirus has been detected in Butte County. An elderly man was tested positive in Chico and is in self-quarantine along with the person he lives with. And then late Sunday, a second case was confirmed after being tested because of concerns of being exposed to the virus while out of the country. But we can still avoid the worst here in Chico if we all to agree to be unusually careful. This means we should not go to work unless we are considered an essential business. We should not go to any events or social gatherings. All school has been canceled, and many lessons are being taught online. When out buying groceries or perform essential services, keep hand sanitizer with you in case you cough or touch an unknown surface. Some surfaces, like metal, can keep the virus alive for several days. Also, avoid touching your face and wash your hands with soap and water often. The soap and water kills the virus actually better than hand sanitizer. Now, of course, staying healthy before you get sick is also important. Just in case you do get the coronavirus, it's better if you start with a strong immune system. So eat as healthy as you can. Eat a lot of vegetables, and that actually helps you fight depression and makes you feel better anyway. California health officials are now allowing anyone who lost a job or work hours because of business closures related to the coronavirus to sign up for health insurance, making it the seventh state to do so. If you lost your job and income, you will likely qualify for Medi-Cal in this state, also known as Covered California. You can visit coveredca.com to see if you qualify. Since many are losing their jobs, hopefully temporarily, due to business losses due to the pandemic, the federal government made unemployment benefits easier to file for. Visit edd.ca.gov, that's edd.ca.gov/unemployment to file for unemployment benefits now. So stay safe out there, North State. There are no shortages of food or paper towels or toilet paper, I wanted to remind you. So please stop hoarding these items. This makes an artificial shortage, but the makers of these items are not slowing down production or delivery of them, so there's no need to cause a rush on them. We should all be vigilant, but not make things worse by making rash decisions. We're the North State after all. We've gone through tough stuff before, and we can get through this too. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.